Senate Bill 120, authorize additional off-sale retail liquor licenses in certain first-class municipalities. I do understand that there may be some witnesses who couldn't be here today, so we will take some testimony. We may or may not take final action on the bill today. Mr. Henderson, would you go down to our office and see if Representative Jaspers is there? We'll be at ease for just a moment, committee. For those of you listening on the internet, we're waiting for Representative Jaspers to arrive to discuss his bill, Senate Bill 120. I understand we are missing a witness today that couldn't be here, so we will take testimony, we will not take final action, and we will bring the bill up at our last meeting on Thursday. Representative Jaspers, welcome to local government. Senate Bill 120 authorizes additional off-sale retail liquor licenses in certain first-class municipalities. Representative Jaspers.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. With Senate Bill 120, currently under South Dakota law, only three licenses can be held, liquor licenses can be held by one person. And currently in some of our larger cities, there are a lot of liquor licenses are currently going unused. And of course, as you probably well all know, that the number of licenses grow with population. And with the needs and the changing needs within a city as a city grows into new areas and new communities within that city. And with the growth, and of course, we look at convenience for the members of the community. And I guess that's kind of why this bill is before you, is with convenience. And you know, when somebody goes and gets their groceries and other items and wants to pick up a bottle of wine, and currently if the city or if that particular business has used its three licenses, not just within that city but anywhere within the state, you know, for an example, a business might be located in Aberdeen, Huron, and Sioux Falls, but if they open another business in Rapid City or anywhere else, you know, that business would be, even though it might be their only business in that city, they would be not permitted to do so now, as it is now, the law is. So Senate Bill 120 would just change the current law and allow those who wish to purchase some of those unused licenses for their businesses as well. Last year in front of this committee, there were some concerns that some of the individual members had brought to us concerning accessibility, and we did amend that bill, and those changes are in this current bill, dealing with physical barriers, separate cash registers to protect consumers and to protect against unwanted access to the alcohol. So, and the other thing this bill does is just, as the title says, just to certain municipalities, Class 1 municipalities, our larger cities within the state. And it also is specific to the type of business that can have it, ones that derive less than 50% of their business from alcoholic sales. So with that, I would ask Madam Chairman if we could have some other proponents to the bill and they could further clarify.
Thank you, Representative Jaspers. Further proponents of Senate Bill 120.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Harry Christensen from Rapid City, registered lobbyist for Nash Finch Company. We've had this bill before us now. I think this is the third time, and you know, I think third time and you're out sometimes, but hopefully that's not the case now. You know, we've made all the arguments before, and we've had the people up here opposing it, and you know, we know what the arguments are. Are we making some new ground here? I mean, this is is this something that we've never done in South Dakota before? Give organizations that employ hundreds and hundreds of people in our state, pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in property tax, and pay millions of dollars a year in payroll to employees, highly compensated employees. I mean, we're not talking minimum wage here. What they're asking for is that if they have more than three stores in South Dakota, which they can have three liquor licenses, that if they have four, they can have a fourth or a fifth. Doesn't mean they're all going to be in the same town. As was described to you, if they have three stores in South Dakota, Watertown, Mitchell, Huron, and they want to open one in Sioux Falls, and those three stores have a liquor license, they can't have a liquor license in Sioux Falls. They can't have it anywhere else in the state. We've done this before. I mean, this is not new. I mean, we're not like we're here, asking for something that has never been granted before in South Dakota. We granted this type of license to convention centers. When the Ramcota folks came in here about 15, 20 years ago, they said, you can have as many liquor licenses as you want. You're not bound by this archaic three limitation. Fine, you've got a purpose for it. You're doing it for the convenience of the taxpayers. You're not doing it to protect one or two liquor store owners. You're doing it for the convenience of the people that are going to these convention centers, or one or two bar owners. Now, we've done it again. We did it for the, I call it the Olive Garden bill. For those of you that can recall that, that was about 5 years ago. The same situation. Olive Garden was owned by Pillsbury at that time, which also owns the Red Lobster. Red Lobster in Sioux Falls, Olive Garden in Sioux Falls, Red Lobster in Rapid City. They wanted to put an Olive Garden in Rapid City. They couldn't do it because they couldn't have a fourth liquor license. So we passed a law, said, fine. It's for the convenience of the taxpayers, the convenience of the voters. They want to go and have a good meal and have a cocktail. We passed that law. We never got our Olive Garden, but we passed the law. And, you know, that's the in Rapid City, that's the big question. When's Olive Garden coming? So the point I'm trying to make is that we're not asking for anything that we haven't granted to other people in South Dakota. We're not looking to put the mom-and-pop liquor stores out of business. What we're looking for is a right to operate in South Dakota and provide our customers the convenience that we can do in three of our stores, but we can't do in four of our stores. All we're asking for is say, listen, we don't want to put them out of business. That's not what we're here for. What we want to be able to offer to our customers, to the taxpayers, to the voters, convenience. And we don't want to have to sacrifice that convenience for a few specific examples of someone who doesn't want to be in competition with these stores. These companies have never come up here before, except on this issue. I mean, they're not up here whining about sales tax. They're not up here whining about minimum wage. They're not up here whining about anything. All they're asking for is something that you've given other entities that don't even have half the presence in the state these people have. Not half the presence. I think that from our perspective, we're not asking for anything that's unreasonable. This bill is incredibly strict. I mean, that's stricter than a liquor store, is what's in this bill, to meet the problems that people had perceived in this committee before. I mean, this is stricter than a liquor store requirements. It requires, and another thing that's important too, again, we're not talking about minimum wage people running these cashiers, these cash registers. We're not talking about minimum wage clerks. We're talking about, you'd be surprised how much checkout clerks make in grocery stores these days, but they're well compensated. They want to keep those jobs, so they're going to be very, very careful. I submit to you that had this bill been in effect everywhere in Sioux Falls during that last sting, that this bill, if everybody had to conform to the requirements of this bill, that sting wouldn't have produced one-third the number of people that sold to minors. So all we're asking you to do is take a favorable look at this. Give us a chance. We're not creating any more liquor licenses. These are the ones that are already out there on the quota. We're just giving these people a chance to serve their customers, and more importantly, their customers. Their customers, they have a chance to carry this all at one time. Glad to try to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Christensen. We'll hold questions until the appropriate time. Further proponents on Senate Bill 120. Further proponents.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Jeff Fox. I'm a registered lobbyist for Hy-Vee. I was here last year. I'll probably echo a few things that have been said. I'll try to keep my remarks to different issues. As Mr. Christensen said, these companies come in, they invest in South Dakota. They do it knowing what the law is, obviously. It has been a problem for them as they've grown, as our communities have grown. That's why the bill is designed for Class 1 municipalities over 10,000. That basically affects nine communities. Huron, Huron, Yankton, Pierre, Mitchell, Brookings, Watertown, Aberdeen, Rapid City, and Sioux Falls. Currently in Sioux Falls, there are 84 licenses available of this type. Of those 84, 29 are issued, which means there's 55 unused licenses in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. In Rapid City, they have 42 licenses available, 24 are issued, 18 are unused. It was said earlier by someone that as these cities grow, their license numbers grow. It's part of their growing and planning, if I can put it in those terms, to meet the convenience of the public. So as these cities expand, people invest, put in grocery stores or a convenience store. If they want to offer liquor, they can do it unless they have three in the state. Not in a city, in this whole state of South Dakota. Last year I talked to a convenience store owner in Sioux Falls. I was going to come up and support the bill. Looked it over. It's a family-owned company. Said, look, I can get around this. I can put three in my name. I can put three in my kid's name. I can put three in my wife's name. I don't need to go up and work on that bill. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, the company I represent, Hy-Vee, which is employee-owned, can't do that. They're a corporation. And it's gamesmanship. But here comes the real problem. Hy-Vee has a store in Yankton that has a liquor license. They have a liquor store in Sioux Falls and one grocery store out of five in Sioux Falls that has liquor available because they're limited to three. You and I, one of us, two of us, we could go for them and build a grocery store in Sioux Falls, and you could get one right now. There's a fairness issue in that. I believe that the company I represent, the company Mr. Christensen represents, I know what they do in the Sioux Falls community because I live there. They participate in a lot of things. They donate their time, their money, their staff's time to good causes. Why? Because they're part of the community. It doesn't seem fair that if they're a good corporate citizen, because you have the same controls locally with three licenses you do if you don't have the restriction. And what I mean by that is they still have to go to the city commission and apply for the license. And if they're a bad actor, even on the three, the city can say, no, you've had too many problems at your store. We're not going to grant you a license. But if they're a good corporate citizen, they follow the rules and laws of South Dakota, do things by the book, and they say, we'd like to put one in a fourth store, they can't, even if they qualify at the local level. And that's why you have local government doing what it does. It knows its citizens. It knows who's the good actors in their community. And if you're a good corporate citizen, you're building your company with the state of South Dakota and with those cities, why not allow them the convenience that was discussed earlier to provide to their customers? I'd submit to you in a city that's growing where they have 55 unused licenses out of 84, there's a need to expand that. Why aren't they expanding? It's very hard to put in a grocery store in one of these big cities. It takes a lot of capital. It takes a lot of investment. So not just anybody's going to do it. One of our biggest competitors is Walmart, Sam's. They've got one license. They got one store. They sell probably more liquor than all of ours combined because they buy it in bulk there. We don't do that at Hy-Vee. I think with the restrictions we put in with a separate physical barrier, a separate register, we tried to address the concerns of the committee last year. We think this is a better bill. It's a restrictive bill, but it's a fairness issue. Don't penalize a good company that's a good corporate citizen of South Dakota and say no because of some law that was passed years ago that limited it to three. I'd submit that number is arbitrary. And I think if we have good local control, I think we do in these communities that I've named, they'll determine who the bad actor is and who should qualify for a license. And with that, Madam Chairman, I'm happy to answer any questions. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Fox. Further proponents? Further proponents of Senate Bill 120.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Jim Hood. I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Retailers Association. I don't want to be repetitive. You've heard the argument. This bill has been around a long time. And we just think the number is certainly arbitrary. It does stifle business growth in South Dakota. Many of our members are grocery store people, and for those reasons, we support the bill. Would like to point out that, you know, if you want to get creative, you can get around this artificial limitation by, you know, forming another corporation or another company, or if you're not in that mode, putting the license in your spouse's name or your kid's name or something else. And we just feel that it's arbitrary and does stifle growth and competition, and would urge your support and would stand by to answer any questions later.
Thank you, Mr. Hood. Further proponents on Senate Bill 120. Further proponents. Are there any opponents? Any opponents on Senate Bill 120?
Morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. My name is Tim Doherty, and I represent the South Dakota Retail Liquor Dealers Association. And I realize you've also heard our side of the story before, but I certainly appreciate the opportunity to retell it. We're opposed to this bill. We've always been opposed to this bill. And I think, as the proponents have pointed out, the issue really boils down to two matters, convenience and competition. The proponents of the bill argue that you should change the law to make liquor more convenient for consumers. We don't necessarily agree with that concept, and I don't think that the authors of our laws really envisioned that liquor would be a convenient commodity in South Dakota. We have an entire title of South Dakota law that's devoted to the regulation of alcoholic beverages. There are 12 chapters in this book that deal with the sale and consumption of alcoholic beverages. And the principle behind all of these chapters is to regulate and restrict the sale of alcoholic beverages in South Dakota. And the current law that limits the ownership of alcoholic beverage licenses is consistent with the concept behind this code. We don't feel that alcoholic beverages should be as convenient as buying food and clothing and shampoo. We think there's something to be said for the inconvenience that we have in the sale and consumption of alcoholic beverages in this state. The proponents have argued that there are 55 unused off-sale licenses in Sioux Falls. I suspect if this bill passes, those licenses will be consumed relatively fast. Let's just take the Hy-Vee grocery stores as an example. They own one liquor store in Sioux Falls called Regal Liquor. It's a standalone liquor store. And they have 5 grocery stores. And my assumption is that they want to be able to sell liquor in all 5 of those grocery stores. And I suspect if this bill passes, they will do that. Once Hy-Vee gets into the sale of liquor in all its grocery stores, I suspect the other grocery stores in town are going to want to do the same thing so that they can compete. And then I suspect that the Walgreens stores in town will want to do that. And I think it'll have a multiplying effect. I think you're going to see a lot of businesses that are currently not selling liquor in every one of their outlets seeking liquor licenses so that they can compete with the grocery stores and, in particular, Hy-Vee. In the last 2 years, two convenience stores have been constructed within, I'd say, 6 to 8 blocks of my house in Sioux Falls. And they sell all the different varieties of liquor. They're essentially a liquor store with gas service as well. And one of them sells, or is a traditional convenience store with a liquor store attached. And one of them is essentially a liquor store that sells gas. And it's certainly convenient for people to buy alcoholic beverages in those stores, but I'm not sure that that's such a good thing. And again, we think inconvenience may be a good thing, and it's certainly something that our law in South Dakota has thus far tried to accomplish. We've heard a lot about competition, and while this may sound somewhat self-serving from my client's perspective, it's true that the law does make it more difficult for people to compete in the alcoholic beverage industry. And again, we think that's a good thing. I think kind of the irony of this bill is that in order to qualify for one of these additional licenses, or so that you can own more than three licenses, you actually can't be in the liquor store business. In other words, if you want to have four or five liquor stores in Sioux Falls, you can't do that the way this bill's drafted. But if you own a grocery store and you want to place liquor in each one of your grocery stores, you can do that. So what you're in effect doing is you're saying we want more liquor in grocery stores and we want less liquor stores in our communities. And I think that's what's going to happen with this type of legislation. I'd also just comment that it's true that the additional licenses that would be granted under this bill would require the operators to have a separate area. But if you look at the definition of what they claim as a physical barrier, it includes a wall, a fence, a rope, a railing, or some other physical feature. So I don't think that really they're going to be isolating the alcoholic beverage area of the grocery store from the rest of the grocery store if the only thing they do is put up a rope or a railing. Again, we just simply ask you to think about the public policy concept of making it more convenient for people to buy alcoholic beverages in grocery stores. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Further opponents?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Sam Assam, and I'm one of the co-owners of Assam Liquors in Sioux Falls. And I thank you for the opportunity to be able to testify before this committee today. I guess I'll address some of the issues that were set forth by the proponents to this bill, specifically, or more namely, Mr. Christensen, saying that he thinks this is the third time this bill has been before this body or the members of the House and Senate. If only that were true and three strikes were out, I wouldn't be sitting before this body today. This thing has been here at least six or seven, possibly eight or nine times in one form or another. I agree with him wholeheartedly in one respect. The issue here is fairness. And this bill is not crafted to provide local control over issuance of these licenses. Rather, it specifically provides that only if you have 50% or more of your revenues from other than alcohol-related sales can you have more than three licenses. And that is simply unfair. If their true intent was to open this up, allow it for local control, this bill would not be crafted in the language that it's been done. It's clearly setting big business ahead of small business. There's no question about it. They have taken care of some of the larger, and I've got to give them credit, they've also taken care of some of the larger C-store owners, because it's been modified from not just food, but now just non-alcohol related sales. And therefore, some of the larger C-store operators with 30 plus, 20, 30 stores, sure, they're not going to oppose this now either, because they're getting, with the gas sales, etc., it's highly likely that they're going to fall within these requirements. Again, my statement is I agree wholeheartedly. It's a fairness deal, and this is a big business bill. It's in favor, it's pro-big business and against the small liquor retailer. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further opponents? Seeing none, we are going to continue final action on this bill until Thursday. I understand there's someone from out of town that wanted to come, and we have a little leeway in our schedule. But I would allow questions of any proponents or opponents and anyone from out of town who could not be here again on Thursday. Representative Hennies.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Assam, could I ask you a question, please?
Mr. Assam, thank you.
Thank you. You stated that it was not crafted to provide local control. Would you be in favor of this bill if it were crafted to provide for local control?
If that language was eliminated, I think the issuance of liquor license clearly should be a local control issue. That's my opinion, yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative Hennies. Additional questions from the committee for anyone who has testified for or against the bill? Additional questions? If not, we want to thank you. What we will do is we will take this bill up on Thursday. We have two other